But, and we do, I thought maybe the best way to proceed would be with sort of questions and answers from the oil and gas side to Eric as a bankruptcy lawyer. But it seems to me that maybe the first thing we ought to do is just have you talk a little bit about the nomenclature that you use so that everybody sort of starts on the same page.
Sure, and I just noted that while I have my slides here in front of me so I can be speaking off notes, I don't think that we actually have the right presentation loaded in. So what that basically means is for the next 45 minutes, you're not going to be able to stare at the screen and be able to follow along. We're going to have to probably have a more direct conversation. So let me begin this discussion with some of the basic terms that bankruptcy lawyers will throw around and use. And I wanted to start off with the proof of claim that is often filed in a bankruptcy process. And I do that for really two reasons. The first, I think of the proof of claim as one touch point that most non-bankruptcy attorneys will have with the bankruptcy process. Because at some point in your career, you will get the stack of mail in the morning and open it up and discover that you have received a notification about a bankruptcy proceeding, and you've received a form, proof of claim, with instructions on how to file it, and a notice of a bar date. If you drive a vehicle and the vehicle contains an airbag, my guess is at some point in the last 6 months, you received the notice in the mail of the Takata bankruptcy. So to the extent that you haven't run into this in your professional life, my suspicion is that unless you drive a Volvo, you probably have run into this in your personal life, presuming, of course, that just didn't get thrown away automatically.